Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table, flickering away, sending love and stories to children all over the world. No matter where I am, I'm traveling over the world, sharing this love and sharing these joyous stories of the children that I meet everywhere. Because I'm Mr. Candle, and I sit on the bedside table of children throughout the world, just at bedtime, ready to tell stories about what it means to be living as a child, uninhibited, unlimited, in every wonderful, fantastic way, being myself and having fun. That's what a child is, being themselves and having fun. You know, as I was traveling around the world, I had a very interesting experience. It was kind of a funny experience because at first people didn't understand what it was all about. But this boy and girl, they were six, and they were old enough to know better. And they looked at these ants walking along the sidewalk. And the boy said, "Hey, come on now. I bet I can jump on an ant and squish him." And the girl said, "Hey, why would you want to jump on an ant and squish him?" And the boy says, "Because they're smaller than I am. They're squishable." And the girl said, "Now, I don't understand why you want to squish anybody or why you want to squish an ant. Ants didn't do anything to you, did they?" And the boy said, "No, they didn't." And the girl said, "Well, why do you want to squish them?" And the boy says, "Because they're small and they're tiny." And the girl says, "Now, you know, one time, Jack, you were small like that too. And you were just a little tiny baby. Now, what if your mommy and daddy had jumped on you and squished you?" "Oh, come on, Merrily. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? They'd jump on me and squish me. I'm their child." "Well, you know, in Sunday school, the Sunday school teacher says that all creatures, great and small, are children of God, that they're the creation of God. And God is like the Father, and the Father would never jump on any creation that he created, surely, would he? Would he, Jack?" And Jack said, "Well, that's silly. This is just an ant. And ants don't think, and ants don't do things." "Well, I don't know. My Sunday school teacher said, all creatures, great and small, God loves them all." "Yes, well, does God love me too?" "Sure, Jack, God loves you. God loves you very much because God's inside of you." "God is inside of me. If God is inside of me, then I must act like God at all times." "Jack, that would be nice if you did, but, you know, we sometimes forget. We sometimes look at the world around us and we think to ourselves that that's what God is, that the unhappiness or the experiences we see around us, that's what God, but God is inside of us. And, Jack, you know what God is inside of me?" "Well, I can guess, Merrily. Well, God inside of me is love." "And you know, Jack, I love those little ants. Jack, come on now. Let's kneel down, let's lay down, and let's look at the ants." So Jack and Merrily laid down and watched the ants. And the ants were walking along through the grass over little mounds of dirt. And while Jack and Merrily watched, they could see a long way where the ant went from one side of the little area to another. It was maybe 3 feet wide. And it took the ant forever to walk across that area. And it was carrying things in its mouth. And Merrily said, "Look at how hard they work. Aren't they wonderful?" "And Jack, did you know, and I told you so, did you know that God is in them too?" "That's what the Sunday school teacher said. God is in everything." God lives in everything, and God is everything, and those ants are God. Well, first time I thought that, I know, Jack. It's the first time I thought it when my Sunday school teacher told me, but, you know, if God is in everything big and small, then we must treat them like they are our friends. They are like our brothers. They are like part of us, because God is in us too. Oh, Marilee, you take all the fun of squashing ants. Jack, I don't take the fun of squashing ants out of that. You take the fun of squashing ants out of there. Jack, now that you know that ants have God in them, well, what does God mean, Marilee? Do you know what God means? Well, Jack, I really don't know what God means. But I do know that the Sunday school teacher said that God is love, and God loves everything and everybody, and God is happiness, and God is good. Well then, if I'm God, and I'm happiness, and I'm good, then I can't jump on an ant. No, Jack, you can't jump on anything smaller than you. It's never too small to love. You know that, Jack. Whether it's a little tiny insect. And you know, Jack, I was in Raymond's room, and as I was in Raymond's room, he is studying chemistry at school, and he has a little microscope, and he's looking through the little tiny microscope at a drop of water, and he said, "Marilee, come here," and I went over to him, and he said, "Marilee, look," and I looked in the microscope, and there, big, that drop of water had little creatures inside of it. There were little bacteria swimming along inside the water, and all sorts of interesting things. And I said, "Raymond, we drink that stuff?" And Raymond says, "Sure. But that's good stuff. That's good stuff. That makes us healthy. That's part of making us work like human beings and make our body good." "But Raymond, that looks so terrible," Marilee said. "That looks so terrible." And Raymond says, "Well, you know, lots of things look strange to us, and they're very important. Now, do you think a house would look strange to a cat? A cat who lives in the woods, who lives in a tree, who lives in a hollow? And then we put the cat in our house? Or when we make a little house for the cat, and we set it outside, and the cat says, 'What am I supposed to do with this thing?' And we put some food inside, and the cat goes inside, and the cat says, 'Oh, well, I guess this is a place where I get food. So I'm going to be in here and wait for my food.' Now, you see, Marilee, we're never too small to love anything. The creatures that we love, they don't understand what all is going on in this world, and neither do we. But we just do what is the right thing to do. And when we do what's the right thing to do, then we feel happy." "Oh, Raymond, you are so intelligent." Well, Marilee, you get intelligent too as you learn more about life. But Marilee, if you will just always love everything great and small, including your little brother Peter, he's just 2 years old, if you love all creatures great and small, you'll find that life is a wonderful experience and filled with wonderful things to do. And, you know, Jack wanted to stomp on those ants, not because he hated the ants or not because he was angry, but it was just something to do. And it's like a dog who's playing with a rabbit, and the rabbit runs away and the dog grabs him and holds him but doesn't want to kill him, just lets him run away, and it's a plaything. And a cat that likes to catch a mouse and doesn't want to kill the mouse but chases it. And the mouse runs away and the cat catches it. And the mouse says, "I don't like being in your game. It's too rough for me." And the cat says, "Hey, I didn't know you could talk." And the mouse says, "Sure, I can talk. You just never listen to me." And the cat says, "Well, what do you say?" "Well, I'm a little guy, and you're a big guy, and you're using me as a plaything, and I don't like that. That isn't very nice for me." And the cat says, "Well, for goodness sakes, I never thought of that." "Well, maybe it's time you did. How would you like it if some dog were to chase you? And hey, dogs do chase me. Well, that you don't like that, do you? No, I run up a tree. Well, for goodness sakes, you got to treat everybody with love. And Jack listened as he heard the animal speaking, because Jack understood the animals now. And Mary Lee came up just as Jack was listening to the dog and the cat having a discussion. And the dog says, "Well, I didn't know the cat didn't like to be chased. I thought the cat ran so that I would chase it." And the cat says, "Don't kid yourself." And Jack told Mary Lee about this. And then later Jack told Raymond about this. And then Jack told his mother and dad about this. And then Jack told his little brother Peter about this. And Jack told everybody in the family about this. And everybody was so happy to know that animals can speak, that animals can tell you things. And then Jack said, "Well, you know, you have to listen with your heart if you want to hear them talk. Because until I talked to Mary Lee and she told me that I was God, until then, I didn't realize that I could listen with my heart and I could know what was going on." "Oh, Jack, wonderful, wonderful," Mary Lee said. "I like the little creatures too. They're never too small to love. Never too small to love. But the bacteria in the glass of water, or the ant, or the cat, or the rat, or the mouse, or the dog, Mike, and or Jack, or Mary Lee, yeah, yeah, me too, or Raymond, oh yeah, our older brother, and Peter, yeah, younger brother too. We love them all, great and small, never too small to love." Oh, boys and girls, here comes Mr. Sandman now. He's got his pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over you and say, "Time to go to sleep and time to have happy dreams." So, boys and girls, you just cuddle up with your mom and dad and say, "I love you, I love you, I love you." Snuggle them in your arms and tell them how much you love them. And take your brother, Mary Lee. Take your brother, Jack. Take your brother, Raymond. Take your brother, Peter. Take them all. Snuggle them in your arms and say, "I love you, I love you, I love you." And then trundle off to sleep. And I'll be by another day to see you and share more thoughts about how Mr. Candle travels around the world talking to boys and girls everywhere. And I'll be back because I love you. I love you. I love you.